Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The futile wrath of man. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you, the remainder of wrath shall you restrain. Psalm 76:10. One of the most amazing anomalies in human life is the oft-repeated testimony to God's grace and power unwittingly rendered by men who would dethrone him if they could. Biblical examples are numerous. Joseph's brothers hated him and sold him into slavery, but God meant it unto good, to save much people alive. Haman tried to destroy the Jews in the days of Queen Esther, but instead, Mordecai was elevated to prime minister and Haman was hanged upon his own gallows. Daniel's enemies maneuvered him into the lion's den, but these enemies themselves were later devoured by the animals, and King Darius decreed that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. In the awful hour of Satan and the powers of darkness, Jesus died on the cross. But having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Why did the heathen rage? The rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Their plans turned to frustration and rage because all they could do was whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. Let men be ever so bitter against God and hateful to his people. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and the more his enemies rage, the more will God be glorified. The wrath of man can never prevail against the Lord. It will either be restrained in due season or will be turned into praise. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.